Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. The Indianola track and field teams had a banner night last Thursday, combining to qualify 40 entries for this week's state track and field championships in Des Moines. The Indian boys also claimed the district team title. KNIA Radio's Jack McGonigal talked with several Indianola student athletes throughout the meet.
We're at the Indianola Girls Track and Field Distance Medley Relay. They won their race here at the qualifying meet. And let's start off with our 200 runners. You guys established a lead for the back engine of it. And Tessa, kind of, how'd you guys get going starting early?
I don't really know, but like we practiced so hard like all season long, and just getting, you know, with me, I do blocks, so getting really hard out of the blocks and starting the race for everybody and really setting the tone, and then getting the baton off to Hadley really sets the tone too.
How important was it to give, again, the back engine a good lead going into the final two people here?
Well, it's easier to keep the it's important to have a lead so then you have a fighting chance, and just fighting for that next spot, like if you're in second, fighting that first spot, or third, fighting for that second spot, just get your team in a good spot.
And then how important was it for you to keep that lead going into the final 800 meters?
Yeah, for me, I mean, got a whole lap out there, so I knew at some point I was going to hit the wind, and with that being on the home stretch, I really knew I had to get out hard and get out fast so that I could be in a good lead and be able to hold it when I hit that wind.
Absolutely. Cal, you had the last 800 meters. How was that? How did you feel out there today?
I was kind of scared. I didn't want to let my team down, but I was like, you know what? It's the last, like, D-Med, and I just, like, was going to go for it, so yeah.
Did you feel that girl was coming up on you?
Yeah, I did.
So now you guys are off to state. How does that feel?
It honestly feels amazing. We already made it in the sprint med, but just making it in the D-Med, you know, really just shows how hard our relays have worked all season long, and it's just unreal.
Is this core group's going to the state meet? How's that feel?
It just feels so accomplishing. It's so special because not everyone gets to do this, and this is just a cool atmosphere and a cool opportunity.
Same question to you.
You know, going into it, we just really wanted to qualify. It's definitely a group of girls that I've never ran with before, but just kind of going out there, have fun, and trying our best, and being able to qualify for state for our two seniors in this event.
Yeah, how's you going to state? How's that feel?
Nervous and excited.
Fantastic. And you guys broke the season record by 4 seconds. Wow. That's got to feel good at the qualifying meet, huh?
Yeah, it feels great. I didn't even know that we broke it by 4 seconds. So just hearing, you know, Coach Mo say that, I was just really proud of us. And, you know, we really got the job done.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jack McGonigal here with Emma White. Emma, congratulations. You won the 400. And how'd you feel out there running after the distance sprint medley relay?
Going into it, I was a little tired from my other four. But with all the rest time we have, with all the breaks, I was able to recover well, eat some snacks. And running 400 is a really fun race. But it's also really fun because it's a full-on sprint.
How did the wind affect your racing today so far? Has it helped you, not helped you?
Honestly, I think the wind, it's like this helps you a lot because you start off with a tailwind which pushes you, so you're not working as hard. And then when you get over to like one side, you have more power to push through that wind the last 100 meters.
And you've been to state in previous years, so do you feel less pressure going into this meet knowing you've already been to state before?
I think the pressure is always the same because you're trying to get that spot, and it's not easy to get, and it takes a lot of practice and training.
Fantastic. And from the beginning, end of last year to now where you're at now, where do you think in track you've gotten the best at, like, and most improved, I should say?
I think my sprinting has gotten faster. But from last year, my endurance is a little better, so I need to work on my endurance this year, especially when it comes to the last 100 and the 4.
And you said earlier that getting to state is an honor. What's so special about the state track meet, in your opinion?
Well, what's so special is that everybody there earned their spot, and they're all fast, and they all deserve to be there. So it's a fun environment.
Is this your first time going to state for a relay or no?
No, I've been to the sprint med and the 4x4 every year of my high school.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations on already 2 tickets to state.
Final call.
Hopefully that's not all.
Final call.
Hopefully.
800 meter run.
Thank you.
Jack McGonigal here with Indianola's Reed Robbins winning the 800 open. And Reed, congratulations. And it was a pretty tight race. How did you feel out there?
I felt really good. Felt really strong coming off a race about 45 minutes ago, and kind of a different experience here at Districts when they got us starting out on the staggered lane starts. And yeah, it was a great experience. I'm really happy with my race.
Little wind starting to cool down a little bit. How are the conditions out here for an 800? Oh, yeah.
Certainly the wind has died down since earlier, and it's actually getting to be a perfect night out here to compete.
Absolutely. And have you been to the state meet before? And if so, what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I qualified last year in the 4x8 Open 8 1600. And I mean, coming off of qualifying for Drake as well, I got to say the environment at state is just surpasses Drake. I mean, that might be a personal opinion. Some people might disagree, but I think I enjoy state much more than Drake.
And how rewarding for you personally is it to be able to go back at the state meet next week?
It means so much to get some more events in individually my senior year, and especially to come in here and do it at my home track. You know, last year we traveled pretty far for state qualifiers, so it's nice to keep it at home this year.
Yeah, does it feel good? And do you feel like there's sort of an advantage being able to punch the ticket at Indianola rather than Ames or somewhere else?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got to go home from
final
school.
Final call, 400 meter hurdles.
Sit in my basement,
final
chill out
call,
a little bit. You know, guys traveling from these other meets don't get that. So I think there's just you just have a bit more confidence, much more comfortable running on your home track.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Reed, and congratulations, and we'll see you next week up in Des Moines.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Jack McGonigal here with Indianola's Easton McGraw winning the 400-meter hurdles. And Easton, congratulations on the win. And how'd you feel out there?
I felt good, man. Pretty solid night, a little windy, but felt smooth. Yeah, finished strong.
And you're going back to the state meet. How's that feel?
Man, it feels great. I qualified last year after an injury, so it feels really good to go out there.
And what's so, you know, memorable about racing in the Blue Oval at the state meet?
Man, there's nothing like it. Just the energy. I ran in lane 8 at Drake, and just the energy you can feel coming off the stands is amazing.
And what have you really improved on this year to make sure you got back to the state meet, especially in this event?
Yeah, man, just our training. We train really hard, and our coaches know what they're doing.
And you get to race both the conference meet and the district meet or qualifying meet here at your home track. Did that gain any sort of confidence for you?
For sure, yeah. We haven't had that happen in a long time, so yeah, it was good.
Well, congratulations, Easton. We'll see you next week up in Des Moines.
Sir, thank you.
Jack McGonigal here with Indianola's Kiefer Barnes. Kiefer, you win the 1600-meter run. How does it feel? You run just over 4 minutes and 15 seconds or so.
Yeah, it was good. I knew going in I was seated first with the 414 from Drake, and the third 200 was nice and tactical, so I knew if I played my cards right, I could get the win, so it's nice to win my last race at home. I've been running at this track for 6 years, and it's just a great feeling.
And does it push you almost when you got a teammate right beside you?
No, he's a non-factor, to be honest. I focus a lot on my own training, my own racing, and trying to break school records, so yeah, no.
Do you feel more confident, you know, being able to run both the Little Hawkeye Conference and the qualifying meet here on your own track?
Yeah, it's super nice not to have to worry about travel and, like, have the familiarity, and the people supporting are so loud. It's awesome. This community is so supportive. All my teachers, people I just see in public, always super supportive, so it's great.
And what does it mean to get to run at the Blue Oval again?
Yeah, it's awesome. Drake Relay is a lot of fun, but I'm excited for state. It should be fun as well.
And from the beginning of the year to where you are right now, what do you think you've improved most upon on the track?
I think my finishing speed. I don't really get out-kicked anymore unless it's a big meet like Drake and there's a lot of comp. So, yeah, that's been something we've been definitely focusing on.
And what makes the atmosphere so special at Drake Stadium for the state meet?
The noise, the color, the history, the everything. It's just once you get there, you feel it, and it's real, and there's really run fast when you get on that track.
Congratulations, Kiefer. Appreciate the time, and best of luck. We can't wait to see you in Des Moines.
Thank you.
That was KNIA Radio's Jack McGonigal spotlighting Indianola athletes during last week's state qualifying meet in Indianola on today's Lely Radio Sports page.